came in from the jungles, and our names, they told us to change them. And our manes, they said we must tame them. Force assimilation in the nation. That's why I never blame them. Young newcomers, becomers
of crew gunners trying to get stuff. Hip-hop artist David Shabani's lyrics explore issues of inequality.
The pandemic or this new COVID-19 era has put a magnifying glass on some of the social issues, some of the ills of the world, some of the issues that the working class people go through.
At this year's South by Southwest Festival, the eclectic annual showcase of world music, film, and other forms of expression, issues of social justice are center stage. Shabani sings of immigrants and working class people struggling to survive.
The story of someone who has to worry about paying their bills, living a paycheck to paycheck, going to work, and living a life.
Yeah. My family obviously is my number one motivation in life.
The festival's films include Bad Acts, a portrait of an Asian American family facing down small town prejudice in the pandemic era, and Split at the Root, about the horrors of family separation at the U.S.-Mexico border during the Trump administration.
The festival draws people from all over the world to promote their messages, fight for their causes, and make connections.
Climate change activist Maria Alejandra Escalante has just arrived from Colombia.
We as feminists work towards non-hierarchical ways of operating, and I do believe that the climate crisis needs those types of solutions and alternatives.
Author Wajahat Ali is at the festival to discuss his memoir of the immigrant experience in the U.S.
We care a lot about immigration and refugees right now. I wonder why. Oh, it's because you're Ukrainian. They have blue eyes, they have white skin. And you sit there and you go, how come we are so miserly in our capacity to care about refugees if they're Yemeni, if they're Haitian, if they're Afghan?
A festival of music and entertainment, but also a forum for the world's biggest problems. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Austin, Texas.